I'm Benedict Cumberbatch, and I'm playing Howard Carter and Thing 2.
Hi, Benedict. Two different characters in one day. How would you describe them, the two different ones?
One has English as a faculty, and the other is a Neanderthal with an IQ of 42, I think. That might be giving him more than his due, but... No, they're very different people. Howard Carter was an extraordinary real-life explorer and adventurer and archaeologist. I mean, he was the man who most famously discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun, and was one of those great, great sort of Victorian figures and a real celebrity in his time, especially after that discovery. But obviously very soon upstaged by Doctor Who arriving and being in control of just about everything that he's devoted his life to. No, it's been good fun, and well, I'm yet to do Thing 2. Thing 2's line count is a little bit slimmer. He makes maybe as much noises, but he wouldn't score so well at Scrabble. There's an awful lot of vowels and not many consonants, and not things that my friends would allow us at Scrabble passes.
So what did you think of the scripts when they arrived with you?
Really good, really fast and punchy and entertaining, and just completely straight on in. There's no messing around, and yet you're completely informed at every step of where you're at in the adventure. And it's typically satisfying the way it mixes the real with the fantastical, the sort of philosophical with the silly. And you know, there's a great energy to them as well, but it's not sort of hyperactive youth orientated energy. It's just a kind of natural excitement to do with the extraordinary situations that Doctor Who's in. And I've always liked a bit of Doctor Who, and I think, you know, it's important to have him in our culture and in our life in all forms. And I think what Tennant and Co are doing with it at the moment is just fantastic. So, you know, all power to an enterprise like this as well. You know, it's great.
There is a family link to Doctor Who, isn't there? You were talking about it earlier to Sylvester in the recording room.
Yeah. My mum has been... I think my dad's been in a Doctor Who as well, but I don't do that now in the interview without being able to pinpoint where. But mum appeared in two, one in the image of the Fendal, and then one when Sylvester was Doctor, and he remembered the title, and I've now forgotten it completely.
Well, your mum's Wanda Ventham, and the story was Time and the Rani.
That's right, and she was playing a lizard... Queen, I believe, with Donald Pickering as her husband, the Lizard King, and she looked fantastic, as she always does, despite being covered in green and sequins. But they did a really good job of this kind of very subtle approach to what a Lizard King and Queen would look like. I just remember being rather moved. I mean, it was a long time ago for me. I just have a sort of vague memory of seeing, I think it was either her crying over Donald, her husband's skeleton, or her, maybe that's why it affected me. And their little skeleton was against the coal. There was this sort of coal, heap of coal somewhere, and this white bone stood out, and there was this tiny little tail coming out of the coccyx. It was really rather sweet and depressing. And no, but I mean, mum, you know, mum has a sort of long relationship as an actress with science fiction. She did a massive Gerry Anderson series called UFO, which was sort of based on the idea of, well, it was the actual plot line was humans protecting the Earth against the ever-increasing threat of alien invasion, but which is quite exciting. They just sort of get to run around like sort of Secret Service, but against foe from the sky and things. But that's mum's connection with this, yeah. So, and David Tennant came up to us at a table one evening and went, "Oh my God, Wanda Ventham, Image of the Fendal," and the one I can't remember. I'm up some for God's sake, but I mean, he has a famous, brilliant memory for the detail, the minutia of all things past and present to do with Doctor Who, which is why, well, one of the many reasons why he's a kind of champion of the part. And just, it's going to be very, very, very hard, I think, for somebody to step into his shoes. He's really, really redefined Doctor Who. And And all power to him, and Russell T. Davis, and now as well Stephen Moffat, who is writing brilliant award-winning Doctor Who. So, yeah.
And am I right in thinking this is your first science fiction role, or am I completely wrong?
I think it might be my first science fiction role. Just trying to quickly go through the flip box of my mind. No, it is. It definitely is. Not through any choice. I don't think anything's ever kind of been around or I've been right for, or yeah, the opportunity's never arisen, shall we say.